Make every voyage a maiden voyage. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Make every voyage a maiden voyage. Now, how can we say that or think that? Here at the University of Healing, we teach living in the now. We have taught living in the now since we started in 1948, and we're still teaching living in the now, and it's wonderful. Now, if every person who comes to the University of Healing is making their maiden voyage into metaphysics, is making their maiden voyage into spiritual awareness, I would say every person who comes to the University of Healing, every person who comes to the University of Philosophy, every person who comes to the School of the Master is doing one thing, is being born. Being born into this present moment right now. Not a future time, not a time to be, but in this present moment. And what are they doing there? Being themselves and having fun. One of our dear students, friends, type things, Henry, he wrote another poem this morning. And it's living in the now. And it's nicely done. It's not what you would call a masterpiece of rhyming and poetry, but it is a masterpiece of thinking and thought and words. In fact, it was so wonderful that one of my other active student friends, Mary Willett, read it and immediately says, yes, 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 as she oftentimes does. But Mary Willett is into living in the now. And certainly Henry is into living in the now. Mm-hmm. Certainly every person who comes to the university lives in the now. Now, people say to me, well, now, let me tell you my story so that you can know what help I need. And I said, all right. And I mean this very seriously. And I offer this service for anyone who wants it. $500,000 an hour to listen to your problems. That's all. And I'll listen to it with all my heart and all my soul and all my being. Give it all my attention. $500,000 an hour. Or 50 cents an hour to listen to your dreams, your desires, your, what am I saying?
Solutions.
Your solutions. Tell me your solutions and we'll manifest them now. Now, if I'm sitting here hearing about your broken leg, your broken marriage, your broken heart, and your broken car, and your broken house, and your broken whatever world, you know, that's very expensive. $50,000 an hour, or $500,000 an hour. Got to get this right. So, if I listen to all that stuff, what's going to happen? You're going to be experiencing all the time that you're telling me about it. Now, if I say to you, tell me the solution to the desires of your heart, the first thing you have to do is live in the now. What do you want to be and experience right now? I want to be whole and perfect. All right, then. I am whole and perfect right now. It's not a want to be. I am whole. Right now, this instant, the only instant there is. You see? And so, when people come to the university here, the first thing they do is to leave the past behind. They leave all the old ideas behind. They leave all the old imagination behind, all the hurts, all the wishes, all the wants. But you say, well, you let people tell you what their desires are. Yes, a desire and a wish are two different things for me. A desire is how do I phrase something that I am. A wish is how do I phrase something that I would like to be but am not. No. You desire to be a woman. And I say, well, you already are one. Okay. You say, yeah, but I want to be the ideal woman. And I say, you already are the ideal woman. Well, I want to know it too. You know, if I am it, I want to know it. You already do know it. Well, what's going on then? Why don't I express it if I am the ideal woman and I don't know it? What's going on? Well, you're going on. You're telling yourself you are not the ideal woman. Did you know that? And every time you tell yourself you're not the ideal woman, 10,000 stem cells that work in your brain every day of your life, from past to present to eternity, every day of your life, fresh and new, they say, what wouldst thou of me? They're your genie cells. And if you say, oh, I'm just too tired to think about anything, well, what do you want me to do? I haven't got the slightest idea what you should do. I'm so terrible. And then the cells say, well, not getting an answer there. Let's go to these other guys. And so they go to cancer. And they go to illness, and they go to lack and limitation, and they go to unhappiness. And those guys have been around for long. And so, as they go to these guys, they say, hey, what does this guy want? Does he want, we don't know. We're fresh, we're new kids on the block. And we have no idea what we're supposed to do. And so, the other guys say, well, we have been unhappiness, and that's been acceptable. We have been poverty, and that's acceptable. We've been illness, that's acceptable. Okay, I'll join you guys. No, doesn't make any difference to the stem cell. He will go up or down or in or out, anywhere that you want him to, not caring. So then, you come to me and you say, Dr. Barley, I would be whole and perfect. And I say, did you notice you already are? Did you notice that you're already beautiful? You're already fulfilled? You're already fantastic? But, now, leave the buts for yesterday. Leave the buts for other people. You, look at yourself. Now, look at your hands. Well, that's the one that hurts. Okay? Look at your hands and say, my hands are perfect. My hands are perfect. And just look at them. And just begin to praise them. And begin to respect them. And when you begin to praise and respect who you are, then what happens? Who you are demonstrates itself in your life. If you say, I am unhappy, or I have cancer, or I got this or that, then the cancer cells say, hey, we got a call for cancer over here. Bring the pizza truck over here, the cancer pizza truck, you know, and deliver it to this location here. And so then they deliver to that location. They don't care. No, they refused it. They didn't have any money. We're not going to leave it there. Go someplace else. And, of course, you're not the slightest bit concerned where they go. No. Not the slightest. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to say, hey, that's not nice of me to order the cancer truck and not take it? In the movie last night, the gentleman ordered a car for the lady so the lady could go somewhere. And then he saw her sleeping on the couch. And he felt so compassionate. He said, I can't send her out into a rainstorm, into a city that she knows nothing about, into a world she knows nothing about. I can give her money, I can give her this or that, but she needs someone who watches over her and cares for her as she's finding herself in this new place. Well, actually, she didn't, did she?
Yeah.
He was just part of the game that happened. He stuck his nose in her life. You know that?
Yeah.
He didn't have to get out of the car. He could have gone over, picked up his daughter, and said, come on, get back in the car. What she's doing is her business, you know. But, you know, and the little girl, oh, so compassionate, oh, so gentle, oh, so loving, you know. And what happens? What happens is that he gets his nose out of joint, and he gets the world out of joint, and he gets himself out of joint. Now, did he help the girl? No. She helped him.
Yeah.
She helped him. Here he was, a hard-nosed lawyer, a hard-nosed lawyer, ready to just do anything, you know. Can you see why his wife had left him? He had nothing to do, nothing on his mind but his business, you know. And his girlfriend liked that. She liked that because that's all she knew, too. She's a businesswoman. And then what happened? Then the girlfriend was touched by the prince's few remarks of gentleness and sensitiveness. Just off-the-cuff stuff, you know, nothing special. Now, anyone who comes to the campus of the University of Healing is treated with the greatest disrespect that I'm able to engender, because I absolutely disrespect every single person who comes to campus. Every person who comes to campus wants to tell me their story, their life story. And I say, I'm not interested. They want to tell me their problems. I'm not interested. They want to tell me their desires and their goals and their wishes and their wants and stuff. I'm not interested. They say, well, why are you not interested? You should be interested. I need healing. Isn't this a healing university? Yeah, we teach about it. We are not a healing university. We teach about it. But people come out there and they get healed. That's right. Now, do you know why they get healed? They leave the past behind. Now, the moment you're ready to come here fresh as a baby and leave the past behind, then you too can experience all these wonderful experiences. But we have people here 30 years and they still haven't left the past behind. It took me 20 years to get them to throw away the pictures of the past. And they're still finding pictures of the past in various places. And hey, that's okay. They want to be there. They want to be in the past. You go right ahead. Well, Herb, you got pictures of the past. So, don't compare me. You're here for you. If I take a hammer, Ingeborg, and I hit you on the toe with a hammer, is that going to bother me? Not at all. Well, just remember, you're here for the experience. I am the experience. And we can have lots of fun. Now, are you ready? Are you ready to let go of the past? Are you ready to have that miracle happen to you? Are you ready to be who you really are and not play games anymore? Well, does that mean we won't be human? That's up to you. You can be a divine human being, or you can be a miserable human being. A divine human being has no wants, needs, desires, but just enjoys everything, you know? Just enjoys everything. And you can be a divine being, and you can be an undivine divine being. How can you do that? Well, you know a little bit. You know that you are omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. You know that. And you know that you can be that. But then you say to yourself, but I don't want to be that. If I am omniscient, I know everything. And if I know everything, I know what you're thinking. I know what's going to come in the future. I know what's in the past. I know what's everything. And I'm living in that awareness. Now, is that what you want to do? Do you want to live in the awareness of what's coming and what's doing? Or do you want to live in the awareness of the being? Being there. You want to live in that? Now, that's a hard decision, really. Because we're so tuned in to thinking that our human world is all there is. And our human world is just the threshold, the first step into the awareness of who we are. And we have to take that threshold and throw it out. And we have to be at a different level, a different awareness. If we're going to stay at the threshold, that's all we're going to know. But if we leave the threshold and we go into our divinity, into our magic time, being now. Now, what phrase do we use in our teaching?
Be myself and have fun.
Be myself and have fun. See, Sylvie gets the silver dollar. Now, the rest of you, no way. You want to repeat that?
Be myself and have fun.
She got two silver dollars. You want to repeat that?
Yes, be myself and have fun.
You want three? And now you want to try for another?
Be myself and have fun.
The rest
fun.
Of you aren't saying a word. You're not even joining in. You can. You can. Say it.
Be myself and have fun.
Be myself and have fun. Now, you don't have to wait for someone else to say it. You don't have to wait for someone else to be right. You just do it for yourself. And it's magic and it's wonderful. And it's what you are. And it's who you are. It's where you are. It's why you are. And that's nice, isn't it? Think about that. Live in the now. There is no past, no present, no future. There's only the now. And when you live in the now, what did the young prince say when someone said, did you ever wonder whether you're good looking or not, or whether you're a nice person or not?
What's there not to like?
And he answered them,
what's there not to like?
And he said to them,
what's there not to like?
What's there not to like? Now, isn't that a naive, rotten statement to make? I mean, you know, there's no humility there, is there? You know, gee, Herb, you're a nice person. What's there not to like about me? And people might say, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, that's the point. What's there not to like about you as a divine being, as a master? You know? So, I say to you, go for it, and have a wonderful day going for it. And as you do, be yourself and have fun, and remember, nothing else matters. Mm-hmm. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.